Utah Grizzlies hockey, it's just fun. Follow the Utah Grizzlies on Facebook for the latest on weekend home games and promotions, or visit utahgrizzlies.com for more. Utah Grizzlies hockey, it's just fun.
Now's the time to plan for the 2015 Sundance Film Festival, taking place January 22nd through February 1st. Find out more by visiting sundance.org/festival. This is Slug Soundwaves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. Slug, an acronym for Salt Lake Underground, is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, distributing free monthly issues about music, art, action, sports, and subculture. I'm John Ford, Slug Magazine's Community Development Executive, and if you're interested in advertising sales, I'd be happy to help you. On this episode of Slug Soundwaves, we'll be talking with Dane Law from the Utah Pride Center and Troy Williams and Owen Smith of Equality Utah. November is Transgender Education and Awareness Month, and with it, the Utah Pride Center, working with many organizations and individuals across the valley, have planned several events to span across the month. Already, they've been in the works to hold a Gender Blender event at USU, held a Providers Summit, a Lady Valor film screening, a Pearls Butch and Finn Ball, and they're currently working on their annual Gender Revolution Conference for this weekend. Today we chat with Dane Law. Dane, welcome to the podcast. So tell us how you got involved with the Pride Center.
About 5 years ago, I was in graduate school, and my first year practicum was at the Pride Center, so that was my first exposure and sort of how I got involved in all of this.
So what all does your position entail there at the center?
Well, I am the Transgender and Youth Programs Specialist, and so I oversee many of our programs for transgender and youth there at the Pride Center, and as well as help with the events throughout the month of November and the rest of the year for Pride Festival and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'd say when most people think about the Pride Center, they think of Pride in June.
Of course.
Tell us a little bit about the events you guys have coming up, because most people, they know about Pride and they know about the parade, but they don't know about a lot of the smaller things you guys do throughout the year.
Right. So Transgender Education and Awareness Month has been happening for over a decade now. It's still little known in the community, even among our lesbian, gay, and bisexual brothers and sisters. And so each year we try to reach a few more people and increase awareness. We try to educate allies and also transgender people. We all need education and we all need awareness. And so we feel this is a really important month to do that work.
Especially through the Gender Revolution Conference, you guys have done a lot of work in helping to educate the public. Do you guys have anything new this year for the Gender Revolution Conference?
Not really new. We're just, every year we're trying to improve, we're trying to increase attendance, and which, by the way, each year we have increased attendance by about 50 people per year. This is our sixth year, and we're anticipating around 350, 400 people. We do have Spanish language workshops, as well as Kids Like Me Day Camp for gender exceptional youth and our children, up to ages 12. And we have a youth track, we have, like I said, the Spanish track, and we have ally track. So, you know, we have workshops and stuff for all, for everyone. Our keynote speaker is a transgender boxer. He was actually an Olympic hopeful, but was injured prior to the Olympics, so didn't actually go to the Olympics, but now he's focused all his energy on the transgender community and doing a lot of education with them about body image, about fitness. So that's really his passion, and he's going to be our speaker, and we're looking forward to that.
Very nice. The majority of people in Utah, I'd say, are probably cisgendered, heterosexual. Why is it important for them to be aware about trans issues?
Mostly because there are a lot of things that affect us, I would say, that have to do with legislation or lack thereof. So, for example, similar to the LGB population, we have a lot of discrimination in the workplace, in housing, also just in public accommodation. Many of us can't get the medical treatments that we need due to bias and exclusion in healthcare, not only by insurance companies, but by insurance or by medical providers just refusing to treat transgender patients. And so we need legislation to help protect us from those exclusions and that the discrimination. And then we also need just education for people to know how to be better providers. For example, we do a lot of education with the medical community. In fact, on the 8th, we had a provider summit, which was a conference just for medical providers and nurses, doctors, medical students,
wonderful,
social workers, mental health providers. So we feel like this education piece is really key to help people be able to provide better services for transgender people.
Hear that, cisgendered heterosexuals? It's time to check your privilege. Goodness, get some education. Now, for the Gender Revolution Conference, where is that going to be held this year? Where can people go to?
It's going to be at Roland Hall, St. Mark's School again.
Nice.
And they've been very gracious in hosting us in the last 2 years, I think. Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah, and they've been wonderful. Ryan Hogland is the principal there, and he's just been absolutely phenomenal in supporting us and being a gracious host.
Wonderful. And is this something people have to pre-register for?
No, they don't have to pre-register. However, if you do pre-register, it will save you $10. So it's $25 if you register online prior to the event, or if you just show up at the door, it's $35, which is a great deal because that includes lunch. It includes all-day workshops and your keynote speaker as well, and we're going to have a reception at the end. So it's lots of stuff for, you know, a small amount, we feel.
Yeah, I've been a few times in the past, and there's always just a fabulous array of different segments and conferences to go through and learn more about the different parts of the community. So it's a wonderful thing, and we're glad you guys bring that every year. Is there any other events that you guys have coming up for Transgender Awareness?
Yeah,
Education and Awareness Month?
Yeah, we have actually usually one or two events per week, and so for the rest of the month we have the Utah Film Center is showing a film called 52 Tuesdays, and that'll be showing at 7 p.m. on Monday, November 17th. At Broovies. It's an indie film about an Australian mother and daughter, and the daughter's, you know, coming of age and going through puberty, and so is the mother, because the mother is transitioning. And so the reason it's called 52 Tuesdays is because it's shot on each Tuesday of the year, but only on Tuesday. So it kind of follows the transition of the mother, who's now becoming a father, kind of showing that process of the transition itself and, you know, hormones and whatever other treatments they're going to be undergoing. It just follows them along that path, and I'm really excited to see that. And then we have the following day, Tuesday, November 18th, we're having a chili cook-off at the Utah Pride Center, and we'll be having prizes for the best chili. That's at 6:30 p.m. And that seems to be a real popular event. We've done it a few times in previous years, and it's been very successful. A lot of people turn out for that. And then on Thursday, November 20th, is a really big day, actually. It's the Transgender Day of Remembrance. That happens across the world on the same day every year. We do not have a venue yet, but we will be announcing that shortly. So if you check our webpage, or T of Utah's webpage, we should have some kind of announcement showing when and where that will be. But it will be on hopefully the 20th. That's when it's observed. Transgender Day of Remembrance is just a day for us to commemorate those transgender people who died due to violence. And many of those transgender people are trans women of color. I would say more than 80% are trans women of color. Not just transphobia here, but there's also a lot of other things at play. We have, you know, racism, we have classism, ableism, and so, like, it's very complex. We can't just talk about transphobia or homophobia. There's a lot more involved.
Indeed.
And so that will be a very nice vigil where we'll have probably music and other speakers. And then finally, our last event of the month is on Saturday, November 22nd, and it's a sweat lodge and potluck at two of our very big allies' home, Jerry and Bruce. They have sweat lodges quite frequently, but they love doing sweat lodges for the transgender community and feel that it's really important, because sweat lodges were originally held by the Two-Spirit healers of the tribes who happened to be transgender. They embraced, you know, both spirits of, or both genders, if you will.
Yeah, and from Native American cultures.
Yeah. And so they really like to give back to the two-spirit people, which many of us are not indigenous, but we like to take part in that because it is very healing. And Jerry and Bruce have trained with many elders from different tribes and have been given the blessing to pass that on, and feel it's very important to give back to the transgender community because of the history of it, because of the history of the Sweat Lodge and the two-spirit people being healers. And they really feel passionate about giving back to us.
Very cool. So,
and that will be at 7 p.m. on the 22nd. And if you need more information, you can contact me via email, and it's dayne@utahpridecenter.org.
For those of you listening, if you've never been to the new Pride Center location, I highly suggest going to that chili cook-off, because they're making a great use of their space, and it's kind of kitty corner from the downtown library there on 4 South. But yeah, you guys have a great downtown location now. So.
Thank you. We like it.
All right. For more info on Pride Center events, you can visit utahpridecenter.org. Dayne, thank you for joining us on the podcast. We appreciate you coming.
Thank you. It's been an honor.
Now's the time to plan for the 2015 Sundance Film Festival, taking place January 22nd through February 1st in Park City, Salt Lake City, Ogden, and Sundance, Utah. Be the first to see iconic films like Reservoir Dogs, Memento, and the Oscar-nominated Beasts of the Southern Wild that have all premiered in years past. Find out more by visiting sundance.org/festival.
Hi, it's me, Bill Allred, and if you haven't been listening to my podcast, The Let's Go Eat Show, here's some of what you've been missing.
Hope Woodside, Channel 13. You've been on that station for 17 years? That's very unprecedented. You and Bob, you have worked with no other partner, is that correct?
Well, in Bob, previous Evan? Jobs.
Well, but I mean here,
not, yeah.
Just
no,
Bob.
No.
Do you hate him yet?
What are you getting?
Download the Let's Go Eat Show now. It's available on iTunes and theletsgoeatshow.com.
Right, we are here with Troy Williams, the Executive Director of Equality Utah, and Owen Smith, the Community Programs Manager of Equality Utah. Welcome to the podcast, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
First off, tell us a little bit about Equality Utah. You're the new Executive Director. So.
That's right. I've been on the job for 3 weeks now and having a blast. And yeah, Equality Utah is the state's premier political advocacy organization for Utah's gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community. And we're working to achieve equality for transgender and gay people and their families. That's what we're here for.
Well, November as the Trans Education and Awareness Month, this will be a lot of stuff for you guys to do, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Owen, tell us a little bit about your work with Equality Utah.
Yeah, so I'm the Community Programs Manager at Equality Utah, and I work on the Transgender Awareness Project, which is a group of trans community leaders and also other organizations that have come together to really educate and humanize and raise the voices and the issues that are facing transgender Utahns. We are working on the We Are Utah video project, which you can actually see on the Equality Utah YouTube page.
Nice. Is there, like, any major things that you guys have accomplished so far this year that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I think launching our transgender awareness program has been pretty massive. You know, the most important thing, and Owen can speak to this, but most people know gays and lesbians in their life. But what, is it 80%? What, can you help me with the stats here?
Yeah, so 80% of Utah knows they know a gay or a lesbian person. But 80% of Utah believes they don't know anyone who is transgender, which really puts transgender people at a deficit in terms of understanding, which can lead to discrimination, mistreatment, violence. things like that.
Indeed.
Yeah, and just general dismissal or callousness towards our transgender brothers and sisters. And so the TAP program, as we call it, is all about putting these lives forward and helping our state recognize that transgender people are our neighbors. They go to school with us, they're our friends, sometimes they're our relatives, and they, like all Americans, deserve access to the same rights and privileges as anyone.
So do you guys have anything planned specifically for November?
So November is the Transgender Awareness Month, and things that we're doing, releasing another one of our TAP videos, which I'm really excited about doing a public launch, because our first one had really great success. I haven't checked this week, but we had over 13,000 views, which for a transgender video out of Utah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Laverne Cox has already tweeted out our first one, which was super awesome of her too, and we got a lot of we got an article in the Advocate and stuff, so we're really excited for like the formal launch of the next video to humanize another life and to show another lens or aspect of the humanity of trans Utahns.
And if you visit our YouTube page, we had our Allies dinner just last September, mm-hmm. and Laverne Cox, the star of one of the stars of Orange is the New Black, she was our keynote speaker, and her presentation is available on our YouTube page. And you know, she just blows people away with her grace, her eloquence. She's just one of the emerging voices of transgender rights, and it's a very inspiring video. We'd love you to go check it out.
And also in November is the Gender Evolution Conference, which is held every year in Salt Lake City in November, and it is an opportunity to be empowered to be a transgender ally or a transgender person and come together with community and learn and grow together, which is super awesome. And we are going to be presenting workshops there as well as tabling, and we're also a sponsor of that event. And then it's also Transgender Day of Remembrance, which is a national day, November 20th, when we talk about the violence against transgender people and how real it is in comparison to the rest of the population, because there are so many transgender people that are murdered every year or survive violent crime. So it's something that is really important to the trans community, because oftentimes we don't see justice for what has happened to us.
Indeed. Now, I went to Westminster, so I've actually been to the Gender Revolution Conference a few times. They used to hold it. What are you guys going to be focusing your presentations on?
So we're doing our presentations on transgender youth issues. We're trying to empower transgender youth to share their stories and create change to like humanize the issues that they're facing in schools, so that we can make the schools in Utah a safer place, because that is one area where transgender youth need help. And also we're working with just transgender Utahns to talk about whatever they're experiencing as well, so we can actually start to address the real challenges that transgender people face.
Have you guys presented at the conference before?
I did last year.
How'd it go?
It was really fun. It was actually my first week in Utah. I presented with Brandy, who was your Troy's predecessor. Mm-hmm. It was super fun. I got to meet a lot of people, really build more allies, which is what I always try to do.
Nice.
Yeah, we're really lucky to have Owen with us. You know, Owen is has vast experience, 10 years of experience in Maryland, and you've been all over the place, haven't you?
In Wisconsin, too.
In Wisconsin, and you know, working on grassroots organizing and really making a difference. And so we're so lucky to have him here and pushing the issues here and really helping to organize our community so that we can actually begin to shift the consciousness and the hearts of people here, right here in Utah.
Yeah, I've read a little bit about your background, and you've done quite a lot, actually, in other states as well. What brought you here to Utah?
So I'm a person that really likes puzzles. And honestly, and so like my work was kind of coming to an end in Maryland. I had been there for a long time. I felt like it was time to let other people lead, because I had done a leadership development program and we elevated all these leaders, and I felt like it was my time to step down there to let other people rise. So I was looking for opportunities all over the country, and I had known Brandy Vulcan for 3 or 4 years prior. She said, "Hey, there's this thing here in Utah." And I was like, "Utah, huh? I never thought about Utah. Tell me more about that." And I loved the kind of puzzle she was presenting me with. I really I came here and I met people, and people are so nice, and the mountains are beautiful. And I was just like, all right, Utah it is, let's go. So I moved my family out to Utah.
He likes to go where the work is hard.
Well, this is a wonderful place for that.
That's very true.
Now, Troy, you've got quite a lot of history here in the local community with just being an activist,
right,
and supporting the LGBT community.
Yeah,
can you talk a little bit about how your work before the executive director?
Yeah, well, you know, I really consider the LGBT community as my family and my passion. And, you know, I have a deep commitment to the underdog. And part of that comes from my years working at KRCL Radio, 90.9 FM, and producing Radioactive, which was an activist-centered talk show. And the more you spend time interviewing activists, the more that you actually get fired up and you see that a different world is possible. I really like this idea from Naomi Klein, who's a social justice writer, and she says that the purpose of social movements is to hold up a new picture of society and to say we can be more. And I love that idea that we can hold up a new image of what our community, what our neighborhoods, what our state can be. People have all these preconceived ideas about Utah, that we're all conservative, that we're all a certain religion, and that it's you travel outside of the state and people find out that you're a gay activist in Utah, and they're like, oh, that must be so hard. But the truth is, Utah is such a dynamic place, and to be able to sort of engage with these people and where it is difficult, and to see hearts open and minds open, it's so exciting, you know. So now I've shifting gears, I guess you would say, from the old activist Troy, but also be applying some of the tools that I learned in that work. But now we get to be more of a diplomat, more of a, you know, trying to be a bridge builder here.
Advocate.
Is that it? Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Yeah. Activist to advocate.
Activist to advocate. So
yeah. I don't want to like speak for you, but I know for me, like, it's all about like I can relate to what it's like to be that youth that loses their family for being transgender, mm-hmm. or for being gay. I've been there. I know what it's like to be homeless. I know the experiences people were facing. And so for me, it's all about lifting that. And I see that in you, but I don't want to speak that for you.
No, that is it, right? And I also, you know, give credit to growing up Mormon, actually. And there's this idea within, when you grow up as a Mormon kid, is that you want to give back and make the world a better place, actually. And those values are something that are still deep within me, even though I'm a gay activist, right? And a gay advocate now, LGBT advocate now. So it's in a lot of ways, it's a natural evolution, I suppose, for me. So
I think that,
check back with me in a year, see how we're doing.
So I think that probably also helps a lot, understanding how the communities work here in Utah,
yeah.
especially with the prominence of the church, just, yeah. you know, understanding how the majority of the locals think and how to help them understand different points of view.
Well, we've really somehow allowed ourselves to be stuck in this us versus them mentality, you know, Mormons versus gays. And we've seen that play out over the past few years.
The momos and the homos, yeah.
Yeah, but the truth is, when I go to a party and I'm talking with both gay and transgender people, the majority of the people that I meet grew up in Mormon households. So this isn't an us versus them scenario. This has always been an us versus us issue. And the truth of the matter is that whether you're Republican or Democrat, or you're a person of faith, or you're an atheist, or you're gay, or you're transgender, or you're straight, the things that we have in common are so much greater than our differences. We all care about our families. We all care about safe neighborhoods and safe schools. We all want to contribute back to make society better. We're all part of the same human family, but we've allowed ourselves to be divided, us versus them. We've got to end that. And our job is to communicate that to our legislators and to our neighbors and to our family members, so we can bridge this divide and heal the wounds in our community. That is the work ahead of us now.
Very nice. So what are you guys most excited about this month?
Thanksgiving.
No. I'm actually really excited for the Gender Revolution Conference, because I think that it is one of the times of the year, maybe the only time of the year, where transgender folks in Utah are lifted up and empowered and are brought together as a community and can really like be empowered and realize their power. And I think it's an amazing opportunity. And I love the idea of celebrating the lives and then to have that and then go into Transgender Day of Remembrance, where it's we are really holding and mourning our lost people is really good for me, at least, who I know a lot of people who have died. So for me, it's really good to have that bright, empowering, loving thing before I move into this sad memorial thing. But really important that people understand the violence and that it's happening here. Because, like, even in Salt Lake City, even though we don't have any dead folks that we know about right now, there have been 25 violent attacks since the first of the year against transgender Utahns in Salt Lake City alone. And that's really bad. And we don't have to wait for us to lose someone to start doing something about it.
Indeed.
Yeah, and for so many years, the L and the G have really been dominant in our discourse around LGBT rights, and we've tacked on the T, and that day is coming to an end. Right now, we're going to be seeing more stories of transgender Utahns and transgender Americans, and it is really now the transgender moment. If 2 years ago was the Mormon moment, this now is the transgender moment, and we're seeing the emergence of trans issues on more so than ever on talk radio, on television. Television shows like Orange is the New Black and Transparent are really beginning to elevate trans issues in the public consciousness. And so we wanted to capitalize on that empathy that's being built right now and actually be able to advance legislation that protects transgender Utahns, because they're our family. These are our family members. It's part of our community, and we want to make sure that they're taken care of and that they also enjoy the spotlight that the gays and lesbians have been hogging for the last few years. So.
I think another thing that's really awesome is this year, Transgender Day of Remembrance is going to have a focus of focusing on transgender people of color, and the organizers have really lifted up the voices and, like, they've taken an incredible lead, and it's been amazing to see like what they've been able to develop with this lens of also bringing in racial justice when we're talking about transgender justice. And I am so excited to see that intersection. That is actually really exciting too.
Now, if people want to find out more about Equality Utah, where can they go?
Join us online, equalityutah.org. And we really need your support now more than ever. People can, you can't kick back and think, oh, they won marriage, they've done it. But the truth is that here in the state of Utah, you can be fired from your job or evicted from your home simply because of your sexual orientation or your gender identity. These are basic protections that people of color have legally, that religions have, that people of, you can't be discriminated against because of your national origin or your sex, but you can be discriminated because you're gay or transgender in this state. And so our work in the legislature coming this January is to, again, with Senator Steve Urquhart, advance a bill that expands those protections to include both gay and transgender folks. And we need people involved in that work to volunteer, to call your senators and your representatives and really begin to help us to achieve full legal equality in all areas governed by civil law. That's our objective, and we need your help to do it.
And you can also, if you're interested in sharing your story, if you're an ally or a member of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community, you are welcome to email me at any time. I would be glad to work with you to empower your story and get it out there.
Mm-hmm. What's your email?
It is owen@equalityutah.org.
And I'm Troy at EqualityUtah.org. It's that easy. Yeah, but the best is yet to come, really, for our movement. And we've had such tremendous victories. And I credit those victories to every brave person out there who just had the courage to raise your voice and to engage your, not just your representatives, but your family members or your friends or your neighbors, just telling your stories, and just saying, hey, I'm an ally, or just saying, hey, no, I am gay or I am transgender. It changes the world when you raise your voice. And so I want to thank all of you people who've been advocates for us. You have made all of these victories happen for us.
We also have a Facebook page and a Twitter.
Yep, all of those. We're connected. Connect to us.
Nice. follow. Like, wonderful.
Yes.
Troy Owen, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Slug Soundwaves. For all things Slug Magazine, visit slugmag.com. Send us suggestions of what you'd like to hear on the show by emailing us at soundwaves@slugmag.com. Hit us up on Twitter @SlugSoundwaves. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine, produced by Gavin Sheehan, associate producers Alexander Ortega, Christian Schultz, and John Ford. Executive producer Angela H. Brown. Theme was performed by Lindsay Heath and Mike Sasich. Main logo and art design by Nicholas Dowd. Technical design by Kate Colden. Next week on Slug Soundwaves, we'll be talking with representatives from Repertory Dance Theater and Ryrie Woodbury Dance Company. Thanks for listening.